It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, if one of you gentlemen would be so kind as to give my lady friend here a glass of cheap white wine, I'm going down the hall to find a can. Talk so much sometimes I forget to go.
Oh, this is the worst 4th of July ever. I hate America.
Bart! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking fireworks, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we knew...
Ouch.
We knew that we would get this kind of response.
Ouch. You're smoking at a gas station, Mike.
People are going a little crazy. Their fireworks story. It's quite simple. If we think, you know, the way these things work, we think you're a finalist, we'll put you on hold.
That's right. Call otherwise, and answer the question, what's going on this side?
Otherwise, we will...
Hey, what's going on this side?
Otherwise, we'll throw you back with the other mackerel. All right, here we go. Let's go to Taylor, Fairfax, Virginia. Taylor, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Taylor. You're the very first one to tell us.
Wonderful.
How were your fireworks?
All right. Well, this story dates back a few years.
Okay. That's fine, too. That's okay. It doesn't have to be this year.
Okay. My family always does the trip down to Florida. You know, we load up in the minivan, and we head down to Tampa. It's that 15, 16-hour drive.
Sure. Wonderful.
Yeah. I know Rob used to do that. I remember hearing that and laughing. But, yeah, we
Rob, you used to always drive down to Tampa, didn't you?
Yeah, I went down with Taylor's family.
In the minivan.
I was in the minivan.
All right. So you're going down to Florida. You got everybody loaded up in the minivan.
Right. My dad absolutely hates stopping at south of the border. But, you know, all the kids in my family, we absolutely love that.
Oh, the biggest tourist trap in the world.
Well, how can the kids, seriously, hey, Taylor, how can the kids ignore that when you have 300 billboards that are telling you, scream real loud, Pedro says cheese.
You never saw such a place.
It's fantastic.
Well, what would end up happening is we would pass south the border and go to the next gas station afterwards where the gas was cheaper.
On principle.
That's basically what it came down to. Mm-hmm. So we stop at one of these places, and there's a fireworks, basically a big fireworks warehouse right across the street.
Sweet.
So me and my brother, you know, we grab our savings and we run over across the street.
our life savings as you sprint across the street to the fireworks.
A canvas bag with a dollar sign on it.
Here we go. It's our life savings.
Well, I mean, I'm about 10 years old. My brother is 2 years older, so he's 12 and a half. So we get inside, and there's a gentleman who basically has a darkened eye. It's basically a blackish right eye. It looks like it's been burnt.
Now, when you say this, you mean does it look like he's got a glass eye or what?
It's not glass, but you can tell that there was some injury that had taken place years ago that it's still kind of charred and dark within.
So he's got like a dead eye?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like a doll's eyes.
He's got doll's eyes, yes.
So we walk in, and immediately approaches us and go, what are you boys looking for? You know, and so, like, we walk over, and, you know, we have no idea what we're trying to get. We're trying to get fireworks, things that blow up and go real loud,
good
you know?
Ones.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right.
Oh, you guys can't say the N-word on
well,
the air?
Just you can say N-word. All right, so this is down in South Carolina.
South Carolina, is it?
These are the N-word chasers. And so me and my brother look at each other, and we're like, okay. And they're basically the whistling Dixies. So we both load up on them. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
but
the mood has changed.
Does this story have a point?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So my mom has noticed that we've...
Thanks. Let's go to David in Wichita. How's your firework?
Man,
Jesus.
All right, David, go ahead. Share us with your firework story.
All right. I'm down here in Dudoff. Make my annual trip up to Missouri where you can get the good fireworks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I buy about $400 or $500 worth of the biggest, baddest fireworks you can get from Bottle Rock.
Hey, what's going on this side?
You name it, I got it all, right?
Right. Yes, sir!
The good stuff.
What did your fireworks chase?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, go ahead, David. So what? You buy $400 or $500 worth, yes?
Take them out to Cheney Lake. Set my tent up. Got all my fireworks in my tent.
Hold it. Where did you hold it? Hold it, sir. You took them out to where?
To the lake.
Lake Cheney.
Lake Cheney.
Right, Buzz. Hey, I heard you on the radio the other day, Buzz.
Yeah, that was me.
Buzz. That's another story. Buzz actually went to our affiliate in Wichita. What are they called? KFH in Wichita, mm-hmm. And you know, stopped by and did a Goodwill tour.
I did.
You did more. You did one better than I was going to go to Portland, Maine, but I didn't have time.
I wonder next time you will.
I would have gone there if that kid hadn't been screaming, Mr. Wimplett. All right, so David, let's get to the point now. I want to get these stories. I want to get everybody on here. We got a lot of people waiting. What happened after you got your $400 or $500 worth of fireworks?
Right. Got them all sitting in my tent. Mm-hmm. Get up the next morning, go to another guy's, a camper, who's cooking breakfast. About two or three minutes later, I hear four or five fireworks go off. I'm thinking, all right, who got into my fireworks? Mm-hmm. About 30 seconds later, there's about 100 fireworks going off. I go outside to see who got my fireworks. My tent, which I was smartly enough staked down in the sand, had rolled onto the campfire. My tent now looks like a Jiffy Pop.
Are you saying tent, sir? David, are you saying tent?
Tent, yes, I'm sorry.
Tent. Okay, your tent had caught on fire.
Caught on fire.
Rolled into the fire. Oh. All the fireworks caught on fire.
They were inside.
My tent now looks like a Jiffy Pop bag with Roman candles, bottle rockets, everything shooting out of this like mad.
That's pretty good.
I like that. Uh-huh. I like that. And anybody get hurt?
No, the several bottle rockets went into open car windows and stuff.
Open car
windows. Oh, my God.
All right. You know what? $400 or $500 fireworks. The tent caught on fire. I'm going to put you on hold. I like that one. Because you never know. Based on that first guy, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I cut him off because I just didn't know where it was going.
Yeah,
And I got the impression he was throwing us some wild cards just to throw us wild cards.
As I said, the mood has changed.
Yes. Let's go to Sean. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, all right. So me and a buddy of mine were driving. And in front of us was two other buddies of ours, and I'm leaning out the passenger side of his mom's car.
So you're in a bit of a buddy wagon here, huh? You're in a bit of a buddy caravan.
Well, no, it was two vehicles. One of them was in front of us.
I know, your buddies.
Yeah, and I was shooting Roman candles at my buddy's truck, leaning out the passenger side.
Right.
Sure.
My buddy swerved or something. I fell back into the car and dropped the Roman candle underneath his legs.
Hey, Sean, could you speak up?
His whole dashboard went up, and he had, like, his leg hair was all singed, and it stunk.
You're an idiot.
And I couldn't get up, and the Roman candles were going off. We're both screaming.
I like these calls. Only this misses a bunch of beers. Why they sell Budweiser in a foreign country? Why they sell Budweiser to a foreign country?
Where's Sean calling from?
He's from Kansas also.
Oh, that's
seems
great.
To be very popular. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. What, there's more? Is there more, Sean, or is that it?
Yes, they were late to commencement.
All right, you're a finalist. I'm putting you on hold.
Good
I just
enough.
Like his style.
Yeah. I just like to hear him talking.
From Wichita, we go, Buzz, far up the highway to Kansas City.
Ah.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir. Very good. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Matt.
Matt, how are you?
I'm great, guys.
Matt, how are your fireworks?
They were fun. We have a tradition where we put a bunch of bottle rockets and a big can. Mm-hmm. And we try to shoot them off at the same time.
How many are we talking?
Tradition.
How many?
Well,
how many
this year we stepped it up. We did 8 gross, so I'm sure Rob can tell you how many that is.
800 and 320 is 1120 and 32 more, so like nearly 1,200.
It was a lot.
Are you talking like 1,200 bottle rockets?
Well, what we did, we had to get a big bucket this year, so we couldn't find a good metal one, so we just figured plastic would work.
So you're talking 1,000 bottle rockets in one bucket?
It took forever to unwrap each. You know, you have to unwrap them, and then
you had the patience for that, but not for thinking through the plastic bucket.
1,252.
So there you go. That's what I came up with.
I like that.
8 gross.
Okay.
And so you have to stick some upside down too to kind of help light the other ones, and then you take sparklers and you wrap.
Whoa! Hold on a second, Matt. Okay. You stick them upside down, don't they? Cause a little pandemonium.
Well, you need just a few here and there, and that helps light the other ones that are sticking the opposite direction.
Okay, all right, so what happened?
So we shoved a bunch of sparklers in there. You get one big sparkler bomb, you shove it in there.
Incidentally, have we given the warning here that you should not try this at home?
Right, and were you drinking?
No. This.
You're an idiot.
You people are on your own. Figure it out for yourselves.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Two that helped with this idea.
Okay, so you load them in, you put the, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
The sparklers in the bucket.
Sure, and a couple upside down bottle rockets.
Then what happens?
Just forgive me. Okay, then you light it.
Please tell me you blew your hand off.
No, nothing happened that badly, but the bucket didn't hold up very well, so
one.
And it started. It
was it a plastic? Tell me it was a plastic.
Plastic.
It was plastic.
Oh, you're bright.
Plastic.
You're an idiot,
Matt.
It tipped over. What ended up happening,
Matt? Did you go to school?
Do I?
Did you ever go to school?
I did.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
In Wichita, Buzz.
So what happened after the bucket disintegrated?
It tipped over and everybody ran for their lives and bottle rockets were going everywhere.
All right. That's good. That's it. That's not a finalist, though. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Jennifer. Oh, I didn't win.
Still.
Come on. Give me a plastic bucket.
Jennifer, Silver Spring, Maryland. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. We're hearing our fireworks stories.
All right. Well, about 2 years ago, my 7-year-old brother decided to move the fireworks show indoors.
Now you've made Mike spit out his water again.
What's going on this side?
Mama, I'm hot. I want to move it indoors.
That's where all the TV. All right, so what did he
bring inside?
He actually didn't bring in any fireworks. He decided to, this was on the 4th of July, he decided to take a fork and stick it in an electrical socket. And we had sparks flying up all over the place.
No. See, you have me. Changed. I spit my water out because I thought he was going to bring like firecrackers inside or something.
No, I'm sorry.
Fork. Did he electrocute himself?
Yes, he did. He had to go to the emergency room, but he still laughs about it.
Oh, see, he still laughs. And how many years ago was this, Jennifer?
About 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Okay, good story, but not really a fireworks story, okay?
Mike, can I tell you something real quick?
No. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Firecrackers are great inside. You know, we used to have a lot of them inside here.
Do
you remember Andy Rice?
Yeah, we used to put it in a bucket, right? He put it in a bucket.
No, I used to sneak up behind Andy and light firecrackers. He was very high strung.
I'm so bummed. We got vetoed on the firecrackers. Yeah, I know. We're going to do them up on the roof.
Someday.
I'm going to still pursue that one a little bit because you can use them all summer long.
All we have to do is outlast the current administration.
Jason is on I-95.
Just gunpowder.
That's right. Joe Arger writes, you can have electrocution stories on Wednesday. Let's go to Jason. You're on I-95. What can we do for you, Jason?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are your fireworks?
Interesting, but Buzz might want to close his ears because I know he has the feline persuasion, so might not like their story.
Oh, fireworks and cats.
Oh, my.
I'll have you arrested.
Now, before you start, Jason, you didn't deliberately try to hurt the cats, did you?
No.
Good. Okay, then.
Whatsoever.
Katie, bar the door.
Did you have Husker Do's, Husker Don'ts, and whistling kitty chasers?
Hey, what's going on this side?
What happened was we got a bunch of the good fireworks that you can't get in nowhere, so we got a bunch of good fireworks. We're now family. Everybody's outside.
Hey, Jason, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Because I bought fireworks and got busted down in Florida, by the 20-year-old lesbian cop that busted me. But even the ones we had were like little bottle rocket things. Where I see people in neighborhoods with these huge like things you'd see at the 4th on the Mall next to the Washington Monument.
We had a guy down at our party at the beach. He went to Pennsylvania.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules were weird. I think you can't buy in this Pennsylvania place if you are a Pennsylvania resident.
That's right. You have to have an out-of-state license.
So he
but you can buy the real stuff?
He bought something. It came with a mortar.
Really?
That you like would tack to the ground, and then there's a ball, maybe about the size of like a golf ball, and then there's another smaller ball under it
with a long fuse.
Mm-hmm. You drop it in the mortar, light it. It shoots way up in the air and then blows up in the air.
Okay. All right.
So, about 100 of those.
So that's the kind of stuff you have, right, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're outside, and we got a bunch of those mortars, and the guys all around, we were actually on the water, and all the guys around have all their good fireworks, too, because it's kind of like a rich neighborhood. But
now, you're on the water. You mean like you're in a boat?
No, down in Chesapeake, right on the bay.
Okay, you're on the boat, so you're on the beach.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're in the house, but yeah, it's on the water.
Okay,
so we're lighting these things off, and all the families behind me, they're on the porch, and me and my uncle are out there. We're lighting this stuff off, and there's this one set of fireworks that has it goes up in the air, fizzles, goes about 30 feet in the air, blows up, and then you got two parachutes, and they're supposed to symbolize two paratroopers,
right.
And they're on fire, and they spin side by side. They're not connected, but they're spinning. Well, there was a little hint of wind because we were on the water, and it just so happened that the cat was drinking out of the water bowl behind us, and the parachute that was on fire landed on the cat and burns half of the cat's hair on fire.
I'm sorry, so Buzz. Sad. Did the cat survive?
The cat did survive, but it is now it looks more like a lion.
I like that one. All right, you are a finalist. I like that, Jason.
The cat lives.
The flaming parachute lands on the cat. I enjoy that a lot, man. Where's the cat at? All right, stay on hold, Jason. You might be a big winner there. Got time for two more, then we got a break. We've got a guest coming up here. Tim from Chico. Real quick, you're on how are your fireworks?
I'm Tim from Oakdale.
Okay, Tim, tell us your story, all right?
Okay, sorry.
All that arguing. Sorry about that.
Let's go to
Matt, Lincoln, Nebraska. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Real quick, tell us your fireworks story.
Well, every year we have a celebration like most people do, and we live in a cul-de-sac or a circle.
Yes, get to it quickly.
Okay, our artillery shells tipped over and exploded inside a garage, which had a gas tank in it.
Oh.
It was a big boom.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Like the whole garage blew up?
That's right. Not the house, but it's a good thing that the garage wasn't connected to the house.
Yeah.
But the garage blew up because this guy had hit some of the cars with his gas tank.
Okay, very good. So you blew up the garage with fireworks.
Well, it wasn't intentionally.
I know. You know, I like that because you said that you were a finalist. I'm going to put you on hold,
man. It was an accident, Mike.
All right. And we got time for one more in Rockville.
Accident.
Rockville, Maryland, before we go to our finalists here. Josh in Rockville, tell us your fireworks story. Quick.
All right, guys. I'm an idiot, but my friend dared me to wear a fuse bracelet, and
fuse bracelet?
Yeah, we had extended fuse, and I told him I could wear it, and it could burn, you know, without hurting me.
Big man, sure.
Joe Hardinger writes, winner. Yeah. All right, so what happened?
So, I mean, it was on for about half a second, but it pretty much melted about half the skin around my wrist.
There it is. Personal injury. All right, we're going to put you on hold. Hold on a second. Let's get our finalists on here, and everybody will get a nice little prize here.
A
Mike O'Mara Show
bracelet.
T-shirt for all our finalists. Buzz, tell us our finalists again, please, real quick.
I want to remind you of David from Wichita, who had the Jiffy Pop tent.
Right, I remember that.
Sean, also from Kansas, with the dashboard lights, the Roman candle under the dashboard.
Right.
Jason from Maryland, who had the mortar fire cat. Matt from Lincoln, Nebraska, who blew up a garage.
Right.
And our winner for personal injury, Josh from Rockville, for his fuse bracelet.
Wow. I think the fuse bracelet, it's you got to go with that. Yes.
But it's a great day when Very a cat good. On fire does not win.
All right, let's get him back on here. Josh, you know, personal injury, I know we don't encourage it, and we certainly don't want you to try this at home, but always makes for entertaining radio.
It does.
The fuse bracelet, what would you tell anyone that would ever try that again, Josh?
Go ahead.
It burns way hotter than you expect.
There, see? And we've done some good here. Well, Josh, for melting the skin around your wrist with your fuse bracelet, you have won $100 for your plastic surgery.
That is so awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Congratulations. You didn't blow up a garage or destroy a cat, but you did burn yourself.
Congratulations, so. Josh. You won 5 copays.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You're the big winner. Congratulations, Josh. And everybody else gets the Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt. Congratulations to them. How are your fireworks?
What's going on this side?
All right, we're going to talk serious airline safety coming up here. For those of you that might be planning to fly, if you got a flight coming up, you might not want to listen to this segment.
Yeah.
If you just flew like I did, I don't mind. I'm not going to fly for a while. I'm going to ask this guy a lot of questions about how safe it really is up there, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the skies around America. His name is Greg Feith. He's a former NTSB investigator and aviation expert. We'll talk airline safety when we come back on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.